Welcome. It's 10 a.m. and you're at the Davis County Board of Commissioners meeting held at 61 South Main, Suite 303 in Farmington, Utah. Commissioner Lorraine Kamalu is excused today. We have Commissioner Stevenson here. I'm John Crofts. And we're going to start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pete Shea for Bountiful has offered to lead us in the pledge. Thanks, Pete. Okay. We were just informed the entire county website's down and they're working on it, but the meeting will be recorded and shared later. So thank you. The next.
But we can't see our screens.
That was a joke. We'll just move on.
The YouTube is working to stream.
Okay. Thank you. Rebecca Abbott from the clerk's office mentioned that the YouTube live stream is working. Thank you. Okay, so the next item is we'll open it up for public comment. If anyone would like to make a public comment, please come up and state your name, the city you're from, and keep your comments to 3 minutes or less. Thank you. Do we have any comments?
Susan Lee, and I'm from Kaysville. Is that what? I just wanted to, first of all, thank everyone for the support that they've given me, and I wanted to direct what I'm about to say to the employees of Davis County. And first of all, I want to thank you for everything you do just to serve the people of our county. Your professionalism, dedication, and hard work are what keep Davis County running every day. If elected, I want you to know that I look forward to working with you, supporting you, listening to your ideas, and helping you succeed. I believe our employees are one of the Davis County's greatest strengths, and I appreciate the important work you do for our residents. I'm excited for the possibility to serve alongside you and look forward to building a positive, respectful, and collaborative working relationship. Thank you again for your service.
Thank you. Appreciate those comments, Susan. Okay. Do we have any other comments from the public? Okay. Like to thank everybody that's visiting today, and everybody's welcome. So glad to have you here. We also have Kendall and Harris here. I just have to make special mention of you as well. So welcome. Okay. The next items are items 1 and 2. Items 2026-654, approval of regular commission meeting minutes from June 16th, 2026. The second item is item 2026-655, the approval of the regular commission meeting minutes for June 23rd, 2026. I make a motion to approve items 1 and 2. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That motion passes. The next items, business and action items. Community and Economic Development, Kent Anderson, items 3 and 4. Well, actually, I guess we're filling in for Kent.
You're stuck with me, yep.
Okay. Ryan Steinbeagle will be presenting items 3, 4, and 5.
So
thank
if it's
you,
okay,
Ryan.
I'll take items number 3 and 5, and then Kimberly from Western Sports Park will take item number 4, if that's all right.
That's great.
So item number 3 is a resolution approving interlocal cooperation agreements with Davis County Cities for the Community Development Block Grant for the purposes of Davis County requalifying as an entitlement community for federal fiscal years 27, 28, and 29. If you remember last week, the commission approved interlocal cooperation agreements with Layton and Clearfield for purposes of the home program. This week, we're bringing you those interlocal agreements for the remaining 13 cities in Davis County. And then item number 5 is approval of individual 2026-2027 CDBG home and SSBG subrecipient agreements. So these are all payables with the beginning date of 7/1/2026 and ending 6/30/2027. The first one is a CDBG subrecipient agreement with South Davis Water District for a waterline replacement project. This is $165,000. Item number two is a CDBG subrecipient agreement with Woods Cross City for a waterline replacement project. This is $180,000. Item number three is a CDBG subrecipient agreement with Salt Lake Donated Dental Services for the Davis Donated Dental Services Project for $30,000. Item number four is a CDBG subrecipient agreement with Davis County Health Department for the Davis Links Project. This is $50,000. Item number five is a CDBG subrecipient agreement with PARC for their Housing Stability and Self-Sufficiency Project. This is $48,030. Item number six is a home subrecipient agreement with Habitat for Humanity of the Greater Salt Lake Area for our critical home repair program. This is $200,000. Item number seven is a home subrecipient agreement with Woods Cross City for the Farm Meadows Foundation Stabilization Project, which is $150,000. Item number eight is an SSBG subrecipient agreement with Grandview for Good for the Grief and Trauma Counseling Services Project. This is $37,500. Item nine is a SSBG subrecipient agreement with St. Anne's Lantern House for the Homeless Services Shelter Project for $37,500. And item number 10 is an SSBG subrecipient agreement with Open Doors for the Tenant Landlord Mediation Project, and that one's $25,000. Okay. So 10 in total.
Thank you, Ryan. This was not just a decision by a couple people. It was a committee. Took an exhaustive review and a lot of work. So,
yep.
You know, please extend the commission's thank you for everybody that worked on that.
I will.
It's a difficult thing going through and judging all these really good eligible programs. And then I think we had, over $1 million of requests.
So just for our public services activities, I believe we had 17 requests totaling over $1 million, and we have $235,000 for our public services activities. And then everything else, which we put into like the infrastructure or housing, affordable housing type bucket, we had, I believe, over $2.5 million in requests and about $1.5 million that we had to grant out. So just not enough money to fund all the projects, but all of them worthy projects for sure.
It was a difficult decision. So
always is.
Thank you to you and the committee and everybody that worked on that.
You bet.
I don't have any questions.
I'll make a motion we approve items 3 and 5.
Yeah, I will second that. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for filling in today. Item four.
Yep, item four. This is an approval of an in-kind exclusive service provider agreement with More Than a Sport Photography for photography services at Western Sports Park. We're planning on this starting July 1st. It'll be for a duration of 12 months. This photographer will be responsible for coming to Western Sports Park and photographing large events deemed by myself and my team that are necessary for us to be able to use on our website, social media, and we have all rights to use those photos.
Great. Thank you. I don't have any questions or
I'll make
discussion.
A motion we approve item four.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay, the next item is item six, the controller's office. Scott Park.
Good morning, Commissioners. You have before you a request for a contract with ClearGov to provide financial reporting services to the county. This is a payable in the amount of $21,000 a year. It goes up 3% every year after that with a one-time implementation cost of $29,000. This is for financial reporting software to help us improve our processes, get away from this manual process we're doing right now. It'll greatly increase our efficiency and our quality of the financial reporting package.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I
don't have any questions.
Item six.
Okay, we have a motion to approve item six. I will second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item, Sheriff's Office, items 7, 8, 9, and 10. Chief Butcher.
Good morning, Commissioners. You have four items for your consideration from the Sheriff's Office. Item number 7 is approval of a master service agreement with Lexapol for the annual Leftist Shield Suite-based subscription. This is payable in the amount of $7,980, and it begins July 1 of 2026 and goes until 12/31 of 2026. Item number 8 for your consideration is approval of amendment number 1 to a standard design professional service contract, contract number 2025-680. This is with EDA consultant. This will extend the completion date of their original contract. Begin 7/1 of 2025. It'll extend it through 10/1 of 2026. There's no additional financial. Item number 9 for your consideration is approval of amendment number 4 to interlocal cooperative agreement with law enforcement services for South Weber City. This will be your receivable in the amount of $359,661. It'll begin on July 1 of 2026 and run through 6/30 of 2027. Item number 10 for your consideration is approval of the TASER electronic control devices under the State of Utah contract, number PA-4605. And this is going to be in the amount of $418,513.58. That is over a five-year period. These terms will begin on 10/1 of 2026 and run through 9/30 of 2031.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions or discussion? I'll make a motion to approve items 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Chief. Next items, items 11 and 12, consent items. I don't have any questions or comments for that. Do we have a motion to approve items?
I'll make a motion.
11 and 12?
11 and 12.
Bob's given a motion for approval of 11 and 12. I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I will make a motion to recess to Board of Equalization. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item 13 is 2026-26, the property tax register for 6/30/2026 is recommended by Scott Park, the county controller. I make a motion to approve item 13. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. I make a motion to go back into the commission meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next item is closing remarks. Do we have any closing remarks from our elected officials? Okay. Bob?
No.
Okay. I don't have any comments as well.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah. Thank you. Bob said happy 4th of July. I'll second that. So I hope everybody has a great, safe weekend and
no fires.
Please obey all the fire restrictions. Thank you for attending. Have a good day and a great 4th of July.